Welcome to the Magnificent Obsession Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming your way on each episode, you'll be encouraged in your faith as you listen to testimonials, teaching, and interviews. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and why don't you like Magnificent Obsession Podcast Facebook page? And now your host, Danny Miller.
Yeah, great to be with you once again. Thanks for putting a few minutes aside to listen to this episode. I want to get straight into this, and I'd like to share just for a few minutes and give you a little picture of a bridge. That's right, a drawbridge. There was once a bridge that spanned a large river. During most of the day, the bridge sat with its length running up and down the river, paralleled with the banks, allowing ships to pass freely on both sides of the bridge. But at certain times each day, a train would come along and the bridge would be turned sideways across the river. And that obviously then allows the train to cross it. Now, that's the job of a switchman. A switchman, he sat in a shack on one side of the river where he operated the controls to turn the bridge and lock it into place as the train passed. One evening, as the switchman was waiting for the last train of the day to come, he looked off into the distance through the dimming twilight and caught sight of the train lights. He stepped onto the control and waited until the train was within a prescribed distance. And then he was to turn the bridge. And that's what he did. He turned the bridge into position. But to his horror, he found the locking control did not work on this occasion. Now, if the bridge was not securely in position, it would cause the train to jump the track and go crashing into the river. This would be a passenger train with many people aboard. So he left the bridge, turned across the river, and hurried across the bridge to the other side of the river. And that's where there was a lever switch that he could then control and operate the lock manually. He would have to hold the lever back firmly as the train crossed. He could hear the rumble of the train now. And he took hold of the lever and leaned backward to apply his weight to it, locking the bridge. He kept applying the pressure to keep the mechanism locked. Many lives depended on this man's strength. Then, coming across the bridge from the direction of his control shack, he heard a sound that made his blood run cold. "Daddy! Daddy, where are you?" His 4-year-old son was crossing the bridge to look for him. Now his first impulse was to cry out to the child, "Run! Run!" But the train was too close. The tiny legs would never make it across the bridge in time. The man almost left his lever to snatch up his son and carry him to safety, but he realized he could not get back to the lever in time if he saved his son. Either many people on that train or his own son must die. He took but a moment to make his decision. The train sped safely and swiftly on its way. No one aboard was even aware of the tiny broken body thrown mercilessly into the river by the onrushing train. Nor were they aware of the pitiful figure of the sobbing father, still clinging to the locking lever long after the train had passed. They did not see him walking home more slowly than he had ever walked to tell his wife how their son had brutally died. You may be speeding along your life. It may be good, or your life may be tough. But whatever decisions you have needed to make in life, there was a decision made about 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon many years ago, and it was made with you in mind. I wanted to share that because of the speed of this life and how fast it goes by. I just wanted to take a moment to pause and remind you, a son died a brutal death so that you and I would have the opportunity to be saved from the power of sin and hell. John 3:16 from the Bible, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Life is speeding along. It gets interrupted now and then, doesn't it? And we've seen recently COVID-19. Now that's been an interruption for many people. Or was it an opportunity? Was it an opportunity to pause, to think, to take a look around, to see the journey and the direction that you're taking? I want to remind you of the Gospel of John chapter 10 and one verse, verse 10. Jesus was speaking and he said, "The enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and life abundant." Now this was made possible because as humanity was speeding along, looking out for themselves, eating, drinking, being merry, a father had to turn his head away from his beloved son, away from his beloved sin-bearing son. The son was carrying your sins, was carrying my sins. Well, the train continues, my friend, doesn't it? It's traveling at a fast pace through life. Now, there's people getting on, that's birth, and there's people getting off at death. For some people, it's only a few stops before they have to get off. For others, it can be 70, 80 years plus. But I just want to remind you that 2,000 years ago, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of the Lord that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What was set before him while enduring the cross? I believe it was more than just the crowds that were jeering. I believe it was more than just the disciples weeping. I believe it was more than the Roman centurions gambling. You see, what was set before him beyond the crowd was you. 2,000 years later, maybe seeing you surrendering your life to Jesus, maybe seeing you committing your life to serve and to walk with him. And there on that cross, he endured and would have said, seeing you, it was worth it. Allow me to conclude this with a prayer for you. Lord Jesus, at times it does feel like we are on a speeding train. Sometimes it feels like we're in control, and other times it feels like we are not in control at all, and we're just speeding along. And then 1 week goes by, 1 month goes by, another year goes by. Lord Jesus, maybe the COVID has provided an interruption. Maybe it has been an opportunity as well. But I pray that, Father, in the speed of life, in the speed and the direction that we are heading, we give thanks. Because though the enemy has come to steal, kill and destroy our lives and things in our lives, you have come, Lord God, that we may have life. And not life where we just exist. Many people seem to do that. They just exist from day to day. But you have come that we may have life to live in its fullness, abundantly. And I pray for every person that is listening. I ask you, Lord God, that every person that hears the sound of this voice, that Father, each person will fulfill the call of God upon their lives. Nothing to be held back. The gifts that you've put within them, I pray, Father, they will bear fruit. I ask you, Lord God, that they will be salt of the earth to bring life and flavor and impact the world around them. I ask you, Lord God, that while we're on this train and we're speeding along, that we do pause. We take a moment to reflect, to look around us. And Father, we give thanks for the cross of Christ. Whatever this world throws, whatever is going on, whatever's happening when we put the TV on and we hear the news, whatever, Father, you never change. Your love for us never changes. And I thank you, Lord God, for the call of God, the gifts of God that you've put within the people that are listening right now. Father, let each one of us fulfill all that you have for us, that our lives will be glorifying to you. And in all that we do or say, Lord Jesus, you be lifted up. And we give you thanks for the cross of Christ. We give you thanks for Calvary. We give you thanks that as humanity was passing by, in the middle of it, 2,000 years ago, you paid the price and gave us an incredible gift. The gift of salvation. The gift of being clean and forgiven and being in right standing with God, no matter what the past, no matter what the background. I want to thank you, Lord God. You are more interested in our future now than our past. And we give you thanks. Father, I speak a blessing over every person that is listening and their households. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been the Magnificent Obsession Podcast with your host, Danny Miller. Thank you for listening.